Hey there, awful fans. It's your co-host, Matt Doima. We're still a new podcast. We're still learning a few things, trying some new stuff. And through the course of this, we've actually been very fortunate. We haven't had too many issues with audio. I know the first episode's kind of rough, but it is what it is. But we recorded an episode with Alvin Irby. It was about a little over an hour. But due to some technical glitches, we only have about the first 20 minutes. Alvin has been really understanding about this. He's a very funny comic. You should go see him if you see him on a bill. Go see Alvin. He's a very funny dude. He's going to do our podcast again, but there's some really good quality to the first 20 minutes. It's super funny. If you kind of want to know what this podcast is about, this is a kind of a nice little snippet. So if this is your first episode, welcome. Listen to all the other episodes. We're just going to call this episode 14, sort of, because this was the 14th episode. I'm just going to leave all of the audio content, so it's not going to start the normal way. We're just going to call this awful bonus content for now. Remember, we're still looking for stories. We want to keep this Have Your Say section going, so please message us at Awful Service Podcast on Facebook is the easiest way, but you can get at us on Gmail, awfulservicepod@gmail.com. We're on Twitter, any of that. So please enjoy this snippet and know that we put out a new episode every Tuesday. Thanks, Awful Heads. Catch you later.
Yep.
And so I've gained and lost a southern accent several times in my life.
In North Dakota. Crazy shit.
Just
dog.
Because I'm hanging out with people from Texas and Louisiana and Arkansas.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, you're in my calendar.
Podcast with Matt and Drew. I like it.
Nate, I didn't know you'd be here, man. Yeah. No one said anything. No. I would have put you in here, too.
He's the real co-host.
He's the third mic and producer.
Oh, so you didn't let me know that.
Yeah.
We're already
I'm a bad friend.
Who's got the THC?
Are you really?
Yeah, no.
Oh,
we're
okay.
We're all
we all sound good?
Dude. What do you guys do to this cat that makes this cat want to leave?
I don't
it's
live here.
He's camped out by the door.
He was just outside for a second, so he got a taste of how nice it is out there.
And he wants more.
But I'm not out there to watch him do his thing, so I'm not about to just let him outside. At the old house, it was too easy for him to escape. So he'd get out, and he'd run away into like a couple neighbors' like
garden.
Does he
bring you back any gifts? Like a squirrel?
Dude, one time. At our old place.
A whole
like,
fox? I'm like, what the
no,
fuck?
No. I woke up to him opening like my, like pushing it open, and he had a mouse in his mouth and just like let go of it in my room, and the thing was still alive, so it started running around everywhere. Great cat.
But
you know what? You gotta try it. You gotta do this again. Do it all over again and catch that motherfucker. I'm looking down like if I was talking to the cat.
I thought the mouse was there.
Yeah. You look like. What are you looking at? I'm looking at an imaginary cat. What are you looking at? But yeah, I'd be like, look, go get that rat. Go get that mouse one more time because great job, but I don't want it.
Yo, as far as I know, he ate it fucking later. I've seen that both my cats eat mice.
You ever see mouse bones in their shit?
I mean, I don't sift through it like that. But
maybe their chemicals like break down the bones and shit.
No, I think they would. The bones would like show up.
When I first
personally
got bags, yeah. the black he's in my room. He doesn't usually leave my side, but he's sleeping on my bed again.
Mm-hmm.
But when I first got him home, he threw up an entire rat. And I'm not saying a mouse, a rat.
He didn't chew it? What the fuck, man?
I swear, it was just like, thing. Okay, it was
like a boa constrictor.
Right, yeah. If I want to be honest.
When you first got him?
I'm glad to be.
Thanks
for saving me.
I found him at work. And like,
Oh, you just be bringing in stray ass cats?
Like, I was a security guard doing rounds on my,
that
on my
shit,
and I
shit,
found
dude.
This cat.
Oh, right. That's some white
well,
shit.
Well, he came into the plant. He's not allowed to be there. So I was
so
like,
you rescued it.
I dude, yeah. And he threw up a whole mouse and then had, like, worms. I fixed yeah, it. He no longer eats mice or has worms. All right, we've been recording for 3 minutes.
We have, this has all just been mic test anyway.
I mean, it's...
Anything's funny.
You can include it. Just throw the
hey,
intro.
What's up?
What we'll do is we'll put it at the end as bonus content.
Zach Morris is trash. Yeah,
I love that shit.
I love that fucking... All right.
Did you shut that door all the way?
I appreciate it. Don't you get tired of doing that shit? Yeah.
I get worried all the fucking time.
Right. They don't even give you any. Do they really bring anything to the table, dude? Fucking cats.
Dude,
they're
mice,
assholes.
Apparently.
No, no, hold on. I get lonely as shit.
I don't want that.
I get lonely, man. And these cats are like fucking the only
family.
Things I can count on.
We need to get this man a girl.
No, nah, man. No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be nice to have, but like, I'm not forcing that. Right. I'm not. It's not about that.
All right.
What it's all about is Matt Doima.
Doima. Welcome back. It's another episode of the Awful Service Podcast. This is the podcast that carries less than 20 in small bills, so please quit robbing our drivers. It's that kind of podcast. It's me, Matt Doima, with my co-host...
Nathan Smizrude.
On the mic for his very last time. For now.
For meow.
For meow. For right meow.
Hot cat talk before the podcast.
And hot cat talk later.
Drew
Hare.
Hey, we said the last one was the last one, but...
But you know what?
We're going to keep doing it until it's actually the last
yeah,
one.
Yeah, I know.
And this is actually the last
that
one.
That was me.
Yep.
Alvin.
You guys... Breaking Awful History yet again.
Oh, yeah? How so?
I think I've heard about it.
Not only is it the 14th episode, it's the first time anyone's made a fart noise before we introduce them on the podcast.
I make fart noises with my mouth.
We've got the very funny, the amazing Minneapolis comic, Alvin Irby.
I'm from St. Paul.
From St.
Paul.
A
represent.
Hey, thanks for having me.
All right.
Welcome, Alvin.
I don't do a lot of research
so
on my guests.
So glad and happy to have you here.
I'm just flossing all my cash tips from bartending.
Oof.
It's like $4.
It's cream right
it's
now.
Like $45, man. It was a busy ass Sunday. Thanks for having me again.
Yeah,
thanks for showing up after your busy ass Sunday,
Matt, Drew, Nate. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Here.
Thank you.
Welcome to my house.
Yeah, one of the last times we're recording from this apartment.
Oh, well, the shit. Double thank you for letting me be a part of this.
Yeah.
From this apartment. No, we're going to keep going.
All
it was
right.
Just from this apartment.
Oh.
But you could say you're at one of the OG locales. So you got to be in the original. Olive Garden.
Don't call it a locale.
Yeah, that's an official name.
The Olive Garden locale.
I'll tell you right now, I'm eating full calorie food. I ain't fucking
fuck calories, son.
What diets my ass, dude?
I don't count shit.
Just dollar bills.
Some
after
arbitrary
chips.
Numbers. No one knows how they work.
I just count my tips, bitch.
Yeah.
He's like, please.
I make
give
it
me that
drizzle.
Money back.
I make it drizzle.
Impressive.
It's spitting out here right now.
He's making it sleet. That's what he does with his coin tips. He just chucks it at people.
Snaps them.
I just throw them at strippers, right?
Yeah.
I've never been
to a
strip
club. That's what I like to do.
Yeah.
On my downtime.
Yeah.
I go to Augie's, maybe BJ's.
Yeah.
Roll
give a
coin.
Give them a wink and flip a quarter at them with your thumb.
I flip quarters. I just flip them
you
at people.
You flip them
people.
Up in the air and
that's
catch
all
them?
I do. I flip them at them. I flip
oh,
them
at them.
Here you
okay.
go.
Okay.
Heads or tails.
Here you go.
Good twerk. Here's a quarter.
You got to say make a wish and flick it at them.
That's a lot of wishes, dog. I come through, dog. I have like... $5 in quarters. That's 20 wishes, bro.
You
that's
sound
a
like
lot
a fountain
of wishes
right now.
That's 20 wishes, dog.
And that's at least one
right
load
there.
Of laundry.
I'm like a huge Will Smith because he was the genie in Aladdin. Mm. So
wasn't
I'm flipping
a bad
these quarters.
Dispensing wishes.
Fuck, that was a reach for a joke. Yeah. Thanks for having me, guys. I really appreciate it.
Very funny.
Hey, pretty happy to be here.
All right.
Let's get into it. Like deep. Balls deep into this.
Hooray.
Yeah, man.
The Awful Service Podcast, we talk about customer service jobs. We want to know about your resume, so bring it out. Let's talk.
Dude, fuck. All right. When I got out of college, my first job was working at Wells Fargo. It was Wells Fargo Financial, which was a subsidiary. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, this is what our job was.
Mm-hmm.
We would have a call list. We have a call list of people who had 600 or better credit scores. And what we would offer at Wells Fargo Financial was a way to squeeze out all the equity in your vehicle and give you a check for if you need some money for bills or something like that.
Oh.
We're going to squeeze all the equity out. Now you have a new 4-year lease with us now.
You're right. We'll take over that loan.
Right. So if you've got like
here's some extra cash.
2 years left, maybe less than 2 years left on your loan. Nope. Going back up to 4 to 5. Right.
Right.
But hey.
But you got extra cash.
You got extra cash.
Right.
So I'm 24, not really, you know, I'm young and naive. All right. And so I have this big ass call list and I'm calling people, cold calling them. And I sucked. I was not good at this job. You know, I had people that were knocking it out, doing great. I don't know how some people were made to do sales jobs. Some people honestly were not.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter what kind of personality you have. If you got it, you got it.
Yep.
And I did not have it in me to do that kind of stuff. We're bilking people out of the money.
Right.
I had one family come in. They called me first. I called them. And I go, hey, I can do this and that for you. Okay, because we're looking to do this, that, and the other thing. Sure, I can do that. Let me run your information to our underwriters.
Huh.
And you come in at 5 o'clock, we'll have that information ready for you. Okay, sounds good.
And they a come check in. For the cash value of that Mazda Miata.
It was a van.
Oh.
It was some kind of minivan. Oh, yeah. I talked to a family, dude.
Oh.
So, dude comes in with his wife and children. They have not eaten dinner.
And you're trying to get
the
more
underwriter.
Money
the underwriter had told
people.
Me earlier, hey, I can't give you everything that you told him you can give him, but I can give you this. And so I'm like, that's not what they asked for. So
not even close.
Here they come with their hungry ass kids, right? We got a few toys in the room, right? So I'm like,
not enough.
Here's some toys, kids. Hey, about what we talked about like 5 hours earlier, and I told you I could do this, that, and the other thing.
Making this special trip coming in here just
right,
to see me.
Right. They're like, look, just give me what I asked for. Give me a check, and I'm going to take my kids, and we can go eat. I couldn't do any of that. They did not like what I had to offer them because it was lower than what I told them I could probably get them.
Uh-huh.
And so that got kind of awkward.
And that was sure.
That was one of the signs I had where it's like, you know what? I don't think this customer service shit is going to work out for me.
In
that was just one. That was
in
one.
This particular
In this particular, I was like, maybe this ain't going to work out for me.
That's a little predatory for sure. Taking advantage of like people who...
Hey, I see you've done the responsible thing and paid down the loan on your vehicle. Let's jack
take
that
another
baby
loan
up
back
again.
On it.
At a better rate. Maybe
at
we can get you
a better,
rate. Maybe we can get you a better rate than where you're at right now.
Right.
Let's
but
refinance.
We're going to add a couple of years on you.
Let's refinance and get you a better rate than where you're at right now. Maybe a lower payment. Okay, let's do that. Oh, you had like 18 months left on your payment?
Yeah, you're almost paid off.
Nope.
Now you're back at 36.
Back in the hole, baby.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Except we got you this time.
Waiting for you in the back.
Welcome to Wells Fargo.
Welcome back. We're going to make a fake checking account.
That was one bad.
Wells Fargo, we got you. We got you.
Oh, they got all of you, dude. They got mortgages, too. They got mortgages that they got audited because they took on so much business, so much shit, you know, taking down all the people's mortgages and everything that, and then bilking the other people, you know, that, you know, I guess the government was like, we got to look at your finances. We got to look at the books.
Yep.
Well, we need to check this out. Something's not right.
And so, right. They were doing bad practices. How about that?
Wasn't that like, weren't they at the time, or wasn't there a time they were actually giving people accounts that they didn't sign up for?
Oh, yeah, that was...
Wasn't that the big controversy, too?
I was not a part of that, but yes.
Okay. I was like, no, that wasn't me.
I have been long gone.
Fair
before
enough.
Before that shit started.
Oh, yeah, I quit that job. I was like, I can only do this for so long. But
that was your first job out of college.
Right. But I didn't leave Wells Fargo.
Oh.
I left that division and went to their call center.
Okay.
Have you guys ever worked at a call center?
I worked
sort
at
of.
I worked for 2 months as a telesalesman. We didn't call it telemarketing, telesales. Right. We didn't get incoming. We were outgoing.
Telesales, 2 months, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, not at all.
Right. Right. It's
that's
horrible.
The closest. Yeah.
It's horrible.
Oh, yeah. There's a reason I lasted 2 months.
I'm in the call center, So if you, called Nate and had a problem with your account or whatever, and you needed some solutions or some help,
right?
You called us. You called Wells Fargo. Yeah. You're going to talk to our customer service rep.
Right.
They're going to say some bullshit and send you over to talk about some better options for you. Mm-hmm. To me, I'm the sales guy. I am supposed to get you hooked on some
products and services
that you really don't need.
Right.
Okay,
right.
So I tell you about what we have to offer, and so you say, yeah,
That sounds nice.
Let's go ahead and do an application. Now, I can see your bank account while we're doing this.
Yeah.
Yep.
You've got $24 in your bank account.
Right.
Do you think you're going to be approved for this line of credit card, secure credit card, or a savings account?
Right.
These are the things that we would offer. You know, those products is what we offer these people that are in a bad shape.
I can get you a savings account.
It was not helpful for anybody. For us, it wasn't helpful for the company. It wasn't helpful for the customer. I even had, and our calls are being recorded, but this guy called in, and we're doing the whole application thing. And while I'm doing I got to do a spiel. I got to do a script. And while I'm doing it, he's like, I'm probably not going to get approved. Again, our calls are being recorded, so I can't just be like, nah.
Well, let's find out.
Let's end this right now. I can't do that. I wanted to. I'm like, you know, you're right, dude. Let's end this call right now.
This ain't
going to
work out for either of us.
He
just
saved us all some time and embarrassment. Yeah.
Right.
So, I'm just like, he goes, man, I probably don't even qualify for this, huh? I'm like, well, we got to go through the whole process and find out. But I'm shaking the shit out of my head because he's not going to qualify for any of this shit.
Hell
you
no.
owe us money, sir.
Yeah.
If you owe us money.
You're already in the hole with us.
There's nothing we can do for you if you owe us money. Why would we extend credit to you? So I did that for some time. And then
So when did you get your soul back?
Is it back?
I think that's the first time I've ever dumbfounded a guest on our podcast.
My soul, you ask?
Yes.
I might have to get back to you.
Yeah, fair enough.
By the next time you have me on this show, I will have an answer.
That's also the first time. Another awful history. The first time anyone's like, the next time you have me back on this show, everyone else was like, fuck that. Nope. Not doing it again.
I just bullied my way into another spot.
There you go.
See, yeah.
Comics, that's how you works. Do it. Just mention
Drew,
it on
Drew
a previous
just did it
podcast.
With me last
cliffhanger,
night.
Bitches. Ooh. Wait, what happened last night?
I had a show last night, and Drew just showed up, and he's like, guesty? And I'm like, yes, it's here.
Yo, I'll tell you what. I'm not usually good at just walking in and be like, hey, you guys but for this guy.
I mean, if you come early enough.
Yeah.
But if you come like when he's about to be on stage,
right.
Well, no, you can't be like, hey, can I get a guest set? Can I get a guest set? You point at yourself.
Right.
You're like, can I get a guest set?
See, like, that was the thing. I didn't know it was the night. I just kind of like had woken up and been hanging out. Getting ready to move and whatnot, and I had nothing going on, and I
feel like doing some comedy. Going.
No, I just wanted to go to the show and hang out.
Yeah,
but like I was like, if there's some time,
you know,
but
what?
Like,
while I'm here,
yeah,
let's do some comedy.
I drove all the way down to Faribault.
Oh shit, your show was in Faribault.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know all that.
Yeah,
killer.
It was
you
a drive.
Fucking drove to Faribault
for 5 minutes.
Killer show.
For a five-minute guest set?
Yeah. Yep.
Dude, but if that ain't determination, dedication, I don't know what the fuck is.
Don't also forget desperation, because I was just hanging out, getting ready to move, and just cleaning shit out. So I'm just like, I've been doing nothing but...
That's a long way to drive for a break, dog. Like, that's a long way to drive on a break from packing.
If you've been to one of Nate's shows in Faribault, you know the crowd
100%.
Is so
Nate hasn't invited
worth
me yet.
It.
Not as of yet.
But
another
coming.
Time. I am
first
looking
time on the
forward
podcast.
To coming to Faribault because I've heard good things about not only the city, but the show.
The show is unbelievable. The
show's really, really
so
good.
So I can't wait to be a part of that.
You will be.
In a couple years. But it's fine.
It's booked out for the next 3 years.
You keep talking shit, I'm going to open the door. You keep talking shit, I'm going to crack the door open so your cats can escape.
Don't do it.
Both of them, kidding. You fucking cat man.
Oh,
you have two cats, dude?
Yep.
Yeah,
you're a grown man with two cats?
I found both of them. Saved their lives.
Hey, guys.
For sure.
Out there in the universe, listen to us. You think he's single or you think he's fucking somebody? I wish we had callers, dude. I'd have
call in. What do you think?
Caller number one. I think he's getting all the pussy.
All the pussy.
All the pussy.
Rim shot.
So rim job.
Woo, if we're lucky.
Also, awful history. I think that's the first time a guest has ever threatened his way onto one of Nate's shows. Like, you're going to have me on the show.
What you know about a show first? Yeah.
So not only are you a banker, or worked in banking, I should say.
Past tense, bro. I am not in that life, dude.
Worked. I know that you're a bartender.
Currently, yes.
Currently, hey.
Are you allowed to talk about the place you're bartending at?
Yeah. I don't know. Hold on. Excuse me one moment.